Hi, this is Laura Richcreek with Laura's Voice. I'm close to finishing up Wedded to War by Jocelyn Green, book one of her Heroines Behind the Lines Christian historical fiction series, published in 2012 and copyrighted by Jocelyn Green. The subject matter of Miss Green's books has led me on some fascinating side roads into history. I've discovered, among others, Dr. Mary Walker, who was a Civil War surgeon, wore men's clothes, and you'll see that she wore pants under her dress, and later she even went so far as to complete her outfit with a top hat. I'd like to pull from Dr. Walker's essay on dress reform, which is included in her book Hit, published back in 1871, as well as a brief excerpt from Jocelyn Green's book that lists all a woman has to wear, has to remove before getting into bed. We've come a long way, thank goodness, as I sit here in shorts, t-shirt, and flip-flops, but women will still be able to relate to Dr. Walker's comments about the unhygienic effects of women's dress on women. Excerpt from Dr. Walker's essay on dress reform. To elucidate the effects of fashionable dress upon the marriage relation, we need only say that, as far as the expensiveness is concerned, that many men will not marry, because the voluminous and numerous dresses, with their other paraphernalia, requires a small fortune to replace the ever-changing fashionable styles. Young men are often heard to say that if a wife's clothes did not cost any more than their own, they could afford to marry. It is but natural that honest young men should be afraid to marry when they see their friends so embarrassed in consequence of the extravagance of their wives in dress. The lessons inculcated by failures in business as a consequence of having a fashionable wife are learned and pondered over, until the youthful affections have waned and the years of adaptation have passed. A bit from Act 4, Chapter 24 of Wedded to War by Jocelyn Green. All right, you two. I know you have some catching up to do, but I do believe I hear my bed calling my name, said Alice, and she whisked Ruby into the safety of their room. Finally, it was time to take off her false identity, layer by layer. Hat, cape, dress, corset, hoops, petticoats, chemise, drawers, stockings, boots. Feeling stripped and exposed, Ruby donned her flannel wrapper in the dark and curled up on her cot under the covers. And more from Dr. Walker. It is not only silly that an immortal mind should be absorbed for half a lifetime on fashionable follies, to be arranged on the casket that contains this invisible piece of immortality, but it is a sinful waste of time and energies, both of which are essential in many directions, that are at present overlooked. The thousand perplexities of fashionable dress wear so upon the temper of a woman that she cannot be amiable. A new garment is scarcely finished before a later fashion has made its appearance, and something new, or an alteration in the old, suggests itself, and the devotee of fashion, if she is poor, is nervous over the expense and labor that are unending. If she is rich, over the stupidity of dressmakers and their slowness in finishing their work, even with the sewing machine to hasten the finishing of dozens of tucks and puffs and ruffles. So much of the nervous energy is expended on dress and dressing and carrying the burdensome stuff that a morbid sensibility is induced which women cannot prevent. At the exhibition of this, men lose their patience, believing there is no necessity for a woman ever to be so nervous and easily annoyed at little matters. Not only does the husband and father suffer from this continuous irritability, but the children that are, and those that are to be, partake of the same. It is time that parents felt the responsibility that rests upon them in regard to the transmission of highly wrought, susceptible organizations to their children, that make them so wretchedly sensitive to all sorts of earth-life influences. Let a horse be compelled to wear a harness that is uncomfortable, and with all his great strength of nerves, but a little time will elapse before he is so restless that his driver feels obliged to seek out and remedy the irritating cause. But if a human being writhes under something that injures the nervous system, others are not as careful as they should be to ascertain the cause, and hence the censure under which many poor wives labor. The effects of dress upon woman's physical being specially are such as to injure the happiness of the marriage relation. Few young women are to be found that are fit for marriage because they have been dressed in such a manner that weakness, if not mechanical displacements, have resulted. Miss Green describes some lovely fashions in her books, and yet Charlotte Waverley, the heroine behind the lines, has to abandon those fashions to best serve her patients. Read more at www.jocelyngreen.com. This has been Laura's Voice. I'm Laura Richcreek. Thanks for listening. Production copyright 2019.